Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Mark Tauscher, sponsored by Kohler Services. Mark has been on vacation. Jason Wilde from ESPN Wisconsin joins us. Well, we knew it all along, right, Jason? We knew it all along that Jordan Love was going to eventually sign this deal. I'm curious, though, is there anything that sticks out to you when you look at this four-year extension? Anything there that either raises your eyebrows or you think helps the team or helps Love, et cetera?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of really interesting aspects, Eric, including the interesting aspect that a few days of me filling in for Tausch was enough to break Vinny, and he couldn't take it anymore.
He's gone.
Had to take a day off from me. So I don't blame him for that. So what's interesting here, and we talked about this last week, the guaranteed money is so critical to how we view this. So $220 million overall, but $155 million guaranteed, which is less than Tua Tagovailoa got from the Miami Dolphins. It's less than a bunch of other quarterbacks whose average is not as high as the Packers gave Jordan Love. $55 million ties him with Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence for the highest per year average salary. But that's not really the number. I know that that allows the agent to take a victory lap.
Yeah.
Hey, my guy's the highest paid in the league. But he did not get nearly as much guaranteed money. In fact, only Trevor Lawrence had less of all these quarterbacks that got deals. But here's the interesting thing. They gave him a $75 million guaranteed signing bonus, and that is the biggest lump sum signing bonus ever given out in the NFL. So my gut tells me that was the compromise. The agency wants to be able to take a victory lap on some things. They get that. Jordan gets his deal done. He doesn't get as much guaranteed, but he gets a high average. And apparently everybody's happy and ready to get to work.
So then he'll get to re-up. Well, when he's 29 years old, so he gets another kick at perhaps another record-breaking contract in a few years?
Yeah, and again, it'll happen, I think, before that.
Right.
Because if he is as good as they think he is and want him to be, they'll want to keep him. And, you know, Rodgers never got to the last year of his contract. And the Packers, let's be honest, they don't want Jordan Love to get to the last year of his contract. He has a $75 million cap number in the final year of his deal. That is a very big number. They do not want to have to carry that.
ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. All right, Jason, so now that this has been taken care of, it's time to look ahead to the X's and O's for Jordan as he should be back on the field for training camp. As someone who's analyzed quarterbacks for quite a long time, and we've had quite a few big ones here the last 30 years, what are you watching for as we now head into Jordan Love's 2024 campaign?
Yeah, so he's practiced each of the last 2 days, and as Matt LaFleur admitted, there's been times when he looked rusty. Now, when he was here for those 4 days where he wasn't practicing but he was watching, when he would get done, he would go inside the Don Hutson Center and throw to Tucker Kraft, who's not practicing yet because of a torn pec, threw to Jaden Reed for a few days when Jaden Reed wasn't practicing, and he threw to some equipment guys. So it changes a little bit when you're out there and you're not throwing to the guy that's also like moving the goalpost
right
for the kicking period. But he has shown some rust. And I thought Matt LaFleur made a really good point, which is everybody needs practice. Even if you're one of the rising quarterback stars in the NFL, if you miss practice, you're not going to be as sharp. And so he had an unbelievable throw, a 47-yard deep ball completion to Christian Watson the first day he practiced. But then yesterday he threw a pick six. So it's going to be a process. I don't think anybody's worried about him not being the good quarterback, very good quarterback he was during the second half of last season. But there's going to be some ups and downs after you miss the first 5 days and four practices of camp.
And Vince will lose his mind when he hears about that.
Of course. So.
Jason, thank you, sir.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde filling in for Mark Tauscher and doing an amazing job.
Absolutely.
7:57.